Okay, we'll just go for 1 hour.
只上一小时。
So in India, there are only two commentaries that I know about to the Dhammakara Sutra.
Which survive. 从印度流传下来的关于《金刚经》的论史只有两部经典流传下来。
One is by Vasubandhu.
一位是世亲菩萨所撰写的。就在这里。
So John is in charge of a project.
John 老师他负责一个项目。
28 years.
他负责了28年。
And we typed in all this.
就是把所有搜集到的经典全部输入电脑。
And put them on internet.
全部免费上传到网上。
Free.
免费上传。
And So yesterday I took this around.
昨天我就把这本找出来。
So in the beginning they will put the. This is the Tibetan translation.
这个是藏文版本。
Garakeda Arya Prashna Paramita Vajra Chedika Tika.
就翻译成藏文吗？
So they always put the Sanskrit name.
每次一部经典开头，他会先把梵文名字标题放在最前面的地方。
Arya is someone who saw emptiness directly.
就是首先他提到就是证悟空性的圣者。
Prajnaparamita is Borobolomido.
Borobolomido.
Vajra means diamond.
Vajra 意思就是金刚。
Chedaka means color.
Chedaka 的老师在解释这个标题。Chedaka 就是能断。
Tika means his commentary.
那这个就放藏文就是说梵文就是说论史的意思。
So I thought you would enjoy Kamala Shiva's commentary.
所以我觉得大家可能会想要听就 Kamala Shri 这位作者的论史。
Next time we can do Vasubandhu.
几乎的弟子。
对。
下一次有机会我们再讲世亲菩萨的论史。
This one's about 200 pages.
这一本书大概200页。
Jampa Shinri Vibhulachasa. In the beginning he bowed down to Manjushri.
开始开篇先顶礼文殊菩萨。
Then there's a...Kala Keva Kuna Tala Duna Sava Nama Om Tuna Kuna Tala. So in the beginning, he also bowed down to all the Buddhas.
同时先顶礼诸佛菩萨。
That even if they stand in front of you,
哪怕所有的诸佛菩萨现前在你面前。
They will still teach you the same thing.
他们同样教你的还是同样的内容。
That there's That nothing is itself.
就是诸法就没有自性。
And they teach you how to reach the ultimate goal, which never changes.
然后教导你如何达到终极的目标。
And then he bowed down to them.
然后他就顶礼这些诸佛菩萨。
Kala chintu kong che chi chi chi. There is a one thing that if you meditate on it for one instant, it's the biggest good karma.
就说。有一个对象，如果你就这个内容做冥想，哪怕只有一瞬间，你也会搜集积累无量的福报。
It also kills all bad karma.
就是可以增加无量的善业，然后同时摧毁所有的恶业。
Devi Deni Kumbhachachi. Therefore, so you can meditate on it.
因此您可以就此做冥想。
Namanati Tembayi Namne Takte. I will teach it to you.
我会把它教导给你。
According to the ancient lineage.
就是根据古老的传承把它传授给你。
Dr. Jida Chokdaki. Then as much as my mind can do.
就尽我所能的传授给你。
So that means humility. He has to show humility.
就 humility?
He's I'm not very good, but I will try.
他就是有点谦虚的说法，就是说，哎呀，我是个凡夫，我不是说很厉害，但是我会尽我所能。他就是一种谦虚的表示方式。
Dela dore chepa dupe nyamba tamen ki nyamba la saka la suri che dambo kupa de chepa chawa. So first, I will explain what's the goal of this book.
首先，我会解释一下这本经书它的目标是什么。
Gotama tofa ni tofa dan dema ta kala yanji pamindo. Because intelligent people will not.Read a book unless it has a goal.
Okay, 因为那些就是很有智慧的人，他们除非他们有想达成某些目标，不然他们不会来读这本书。
That's my first subject.
就是我这本书的第一个主题就讲这个。
What is the goal of 金刚经？
就是他这本书主题就是《金刚经》，他在讲他的目标是什么。
Then Then I will tell you what is the subject of this book.
Of Dhammakatha?
Yeah.
然后接着会讲说《金刚经》它的目录，它主要讲什么主题？
就不超越东北东尼西去去讲那首本圣训的歌，不对不对不对的。Because if there's no good subjects,
如果没有很好的分类主题的话
，It is like the 10 seeds of a pomegranate fruit. This is one fruit. One red fruit.
Yeah.
One red fruit with a small many seeds.
就好像那种火龙果啊。
Yeah.
Pomegranate.
They call pomegranate.
Yeah. Can you repeat the whole sentence?
If there's no good subject matter, it's mixed up like the seeds in the pomegranate.
他说，如果主题分类不是很好，就都混在一起，就好比火龙果里面那些籽都混在一起了。
It's a famous expression from Buddhism in India.
他说这个比喻是印度传来的很老的一个佛教的比喻，就说你就说不要像火龙果一样，就说不要像火龙果里面的籽一样都混在一起了。
So it shouldn't be mixed up like inside the pomegranate. It should be have subjects in it.
就说不能够就全部混在像火龙果的籽一样混在一起，应该是把它分类分得很清晰的。
叫科判。
科判啊。
Then I went to we have in the book we have 20,000 books in the computer. I have 20,000.
葛教师的电脑里他储存了两万本经典。
Then I can search them in 2 seconds.
就两秒内就可以把我要的书搜索出来。
I took out the explanation of the pomegranate.
所以我就用这个搜索系统把关于火龙果的所有相关说法都搜出来。
And it's very beautiful.
那讲就讲得非常好。
But I don't think we have time.
那今天没时间讲那个。
But there are 9 kinds of stupid books.
有九种书啊，有九类书是写的很糟糕的。
Like there's a book called Charo Sotokido, The Jing for Checking the Teeth of the Crow.
No. Okay, 有一种经，它有一种这类的书，它是教你怎么样去检查那个乌鸦的牙齿的，有这类的书。
And that's a useless book because they don't have teeth.
像这类书呢，根本就是毫无用处的，因为乌鸦实际上没有牙齿，但是有这样的书存在。
After that, I'll give you a summary of the whole 金刚经。
在那之后会总把整个金刚经的一个概述总结。
After that, I explain each word in the book.
然后再接下来就会一字一字的解释整个金刚经的原文。
After that, I will show you why is the order correct in the book. The order is correct.
那在接下来，作者就会解释为什么整个《金刚经》它是按这样的顺序来的，为什么这样顺序是对的。
Then that's 5 subjects. The 6th one is
刚刚就讲了这本书五大主题。
I will explain
科判。然后第六个是
other people criticize 金刚经。
第六部分就会讲其他人是怎么批判《金刚经》的。
And then we will.
然后会去辩经。
Okay, now he's going to talk about the name.
接下来就开始讲标题。
I will explain to you why it's important to call this book Dhammakatha.
就说首先解释说为什么要把这本书叫做《金刚般若波罗蜜多经》，为什么要这样讲？
There are two reasons.
有两个原因。
Here's the first one.
第一个。
Our obstacles in our mind.
就是我们心有一些障碍。
There are 2 kinds.
有两种。
One is bad thought.
一种是坏的念头。
One is stop us from knowing all things.
Okay.
Yeah. From become Buddha. Second kind, stop us from become Buddha.
What stop us?
Stop.
Okay. 另外一种念头就是障碍我们像佛陀一样达到全知的这种障碍。
These are very famous in India.
所知障啊，所知障。
Everybody's mind has 2 problems.
就是每个人就两大这种障碍。
First one is negative emotion.
第一个就是烦恼和所知障。
And second one, it blocks. It blocks to see all things in all times and all places.
就让我们没法看到所有的。时间所有的空间所有的地方。
Then he said those 2 parts of our mind, they are very small and they are very hard.
就说他说这两部分就是是很小的，但就却是那种很顽固的。
Then this book will.
他说这本书可以把这两个切断，可以摧毁掉，这两个东西，就像切割钻石一样把它切掉。
So in that way, the diamond is a negative thing.
所以如果在这样的角度来看，金刚和钻石是 就是一个负面的东西，要把它间隔。
This book cut, cut.
就是这本书可以把金刚摧毁。
And so the purpose of the book is to teach us how to get rid of those two obstacles.
所以这本书的一个目标就是教导我们如何去摆脱、去除那两个东西。
Then he said a very interesting thing.
然后他讲了一个很有意思的点。
Or second explanation of man.
哦，然后第二个对这本书名的解释。
This sutra, which is the cutter, the sutra is the cutter.
就说这本经就是那个切割的那个东西。
It's shaped like a diamond.
The book. 那、yeah. 书的形状就好比钻石一样，钻石的形状一样。
In India, the diamond's name is Vajra.
在印度，钻石或金刚它是叫 Vajra， 就梵文叫 Vajra。
Then he said that the diamond has two ends are bigger.、Mm-hmm. The two ends are fatter, like this.These two sides are bigger.
Oh, 就是钻石啊，就自然的钻石，它这两边是比较大的。
And in the middle, this is a little bit skinny.
钻石天然的钻石，金刚两侧比较大，中间是很细的。
So I got you a picture.
给大家看一张照片。
Because I used to do diamond business.
因为我以前做钻石生意的。
This is a diamond crystal.
这就是一个钻石的一个结晶，一个。
That's a natural diamond.
这是自然的一个钻石的结晶。
But many times they will grow two together.
但有些时候，通常情况下，两个钻石会长在一起。
I'll show you.
给大家看一个照片。
This is a natural.
这就是一个天然的钻石，就是这样子，形状就是这样子。
They grow together.
它会两个会长在一起。
It's called twin diamond crystal.
我们就把它叫做就是水晶双。
And it's very common.
就是很常见的，就像双胞胎一样，会把它转子长在一起。
Now compare that and that's a dirt shape body.
就好比那个金刚杵一样，
yeah.
对，就是像金刚杵一样，就很相似的形状。
It comes from diamond.
他说这个金刚杵就是源于
It comes from this
原始自然，源于自然的金刚的形状。
This is how they grow.
就是这是天然的钻石，就是这样长的。
This is a real picture.
这是真正的，真的一个图片，真实的图片，真实的图片。
Then you say this book is like that.
然后这本论释当中说，钻石，这本书就好比这个形状一样。
Thokma dan thama mupachupe sadan sangiti sagna chumyong sutendo. So the first part of our study it takes a long time.
我们第一部分学习要花比较多时间。
You know the five paths, right?
五道，大家知道五道吗
？What are they?Path of collecting.
第一个就是呢，资粮道。
Path of connection. Path of connection.
First one.
Second one. Path of connection.
第二个叫什么？
加行道。
加行道 ，Yeah.
Third one.
第三个。
见道。
Fourth one.
第四个是修道。
And the fifth one is
无学道。
对
，no more learning。
无学道。
Yeah. So the first two paths take a long time.
头两道会花的时间要比较长。
Many lifetimes.
要可能需要无数的辈子，无数的辈子。
So they are like the fat side.
就它这个就好比就金刚杵的比较大的宽的这个部分。
Path of seeing takes 20 minutes.
然后见到只要20分钟时间
，You can finish in 20 minutes.
20分钟就完成了，就它就是中间金刚杵的比较细的这个部分。
And then the path of meditation takes again many like 7 minutes.
然后 fourth one,
yeah,
修道大概会时间比较长，大概要七辈子，所以也是比较长的。
So it's like that.
所以就好比这个这一部分比较宽的这部分。
He said this shape.
所以他就说，刚刚这种形状
is our career, spiritual career.
就是我们整个修行路上的，就好比这个形状一样。
And that's why they call diamond cutter.
这就是为什么这个书名会叫能断金刚。这就是那书名的由来。
If you care that those of you the first the fat first levels are called mupachupisa, it means.
What level? Part one.
The first two are together are called.See emptiness in your imagination.
头两道合在一起，您知道专业名词怎么叫吗？ 我直接是书面上的反应 CMT is directly
就在逻辑中、
是在
看到空间、
对
teacher explain the pen to you
就是说他在解释逻辑上你并没有真正的去有正量
对
吧
you just have some idea
你只是去思维它
and then、
推理、去推理
对、
and then this 20 minutes in the middle
然后中间这二十分钟
that's called the haksam
叫 haksam
it means、you take responsibility to help all people、
就说你已经、承担起责任你要帮助所有众生
but also you see into your
state 同时已经证悟了空性了
and then theBuddha levels are
fat size. Then,
second fat size.
第二部分比较宽的部分就是 Buddha level.
Yeah.
What do you mean by Buddha level?
You are a Buddha. You're becoming a Buddha.
就是你第二部分就是你已经成佛了。
So in Tibet, if you guys can, they're called Mupachipisa. It means the levels where you are working on imagining what is emptiness.
所以刚
It's not a something you saw directly.
就刚刚在讲这种在藏文就说第一部分就说你是在推理逻辑在推理你没有并没有直接证悟空性
and the middle one is Haksam Namba you take responsibility to help all people it means I don't care if nobody helps me I will do、
第二部分就是说我承担起责任我一定要帮助无量无边的众生不管其他人帮不帮忙我一定会去这样做不管其他人怎么想就像吴老师
and then the fat second half is
然后第二部分比较宽的比较胖的这个部分就说你成佛这部
分 So that's why that's the two reasons why this book called Dhamma
所以刚刚就说这两个原因就是这个书名叫能断金刚的由来
Now he's going to summarize the whole book
接下来对整个书做一个概述总结
in five parts
它分成五部分
I will go till 7:30in the beginning of this book, till 7:30.
You, and then you finish?
No, then I will change to him.
他讲到现在讲到七点半，就会讲介绍这本书的主题，然后接下来讲别的。
We'll go through the book.
就是 in up to
7:30. From the beginning.
我们接下来就会开始从书的开头一直讲。
But if we do that way, we will not reach the meaning of the book.
就是说如果我们按照从头一次次讲，就没办法讲到书的。
So then I'll skip to the middle.At 7:30, I will skip to the middle.
他说不会从头一次次的讲。他说到七点半就会跳到书的中间来讲。
Okay,
okay, nice.
Otherwise, it would take 1 month.、
不然的话，一个月就讲不完。
Okay, Dubi Duni Do Duni Number Mountain. So the whole book has five parts.
所以整本书有五部分。
Vasubandhu say 7 parts.
但世亲菩萨说有七部分。
Kamalashila say 5 parts.
但是 Kamalashila 就几乎的弟子他说有五部分。
Number one is called Lengxi. Lengxi means.How was this book created?
第一部分讲书的由来。
Number two is Leng Lang Wan means, how did those people get together for this teaching?
第二部分讲那其他听众就他们怎么聚在一起来听这个课的介绍整个过程。
Number three is, explain why this lineage will never break.
第三部分解释为什么整个传承它没有中断。
Number four is,
第四解释。
Then we talk about the meaning of practice of this book.
然后呢，解释说这本书的整个修法的含义。
And the fifth one is where do you practice this book?
第五部分就是你在哪里去练习这本书的教导，去修正。
This writer lived 100 years after Xuan Zang.
这本书作者是在玄奘法师后面100年。
And he also from Nalanda.
他也是来自纳兰陀大学的寺
院。So how did we get this sutra?
我们如何得到这本经书的
？Dige dagitupa dajina. How do you say? In Sanskrit. Maya shuttam evam. In Sanskrit, evam maya shuttam.
梵文。
Evam means. Evam means like this.
也就是说像这样子
Maya means by me
Maya 就是像我
Shudam means I heard this
Shudam 就是像我这样就如是我闻的意思、就像我这样听
That's at the beginning of every sutra
就是每本经书开头就讲如是我闻、
Because they didn't write the sutra down when the Buddha spoke it
因为当年佛陀讲法时没有人现场记录下来
没有记录下来 mind, they can memorize.
但是他们、记忆力很好就是他们
talking,
对他们可以记录下来、记忆力很好
Then after, they didn't expect he will pass away
因为当时他们的弟子们没有想到佛陀会圆寂。
Then suddenly he left his mind.
就突然间佛陀视线就
远了。Then everybody, we have to write this.
每个人突然间想说，我们一定要把佛陀教法记录下来。
And Xuan Xuan Zang,
Xuan Zang,
he visited the place where they wrote it down.
哦，玄奘大师就在当年他们在写记录下这些教导的时候，去拜访了那个那兰陀的寺院。
So then they said, "Then my revolution shall be ended." Up to so beginning.Of the sutra up to where Subhuti start to talk.
从经书开始的部分开头到须菩提开始讲话是中间。
The person explained how this book started, how the Buddha taught this book, like that.
然后呢，这个人就在解释，就说这本书的由来，然后佛陀是怎么样开始讲法的，就在介绍。
Yang Dapa Dupa Chepe. So people believe this book was authentic.
人们相信这是一本真正的经典，不是让伪经呢，假的。
We did the same before. All sutras, I heard this sutra one time. That's the beginning. Evan Maya Shritam.
就开始要讲说，我听过这本经典一次。
Lang Lang Ni is the second subject.
第二个主题。
Dodai Tanshipa Jawicha Kaptan Jate Kapsima Papa Mena Tanshipa. It sets the scene like.What was happening and who came and
就开始来介绍整个场景，哎，谁来了
？And it starts the order of the teaching.
然后开始一步步按顺序来教导。
And it says, "Subhuti stood up."
就须菩提站起来。
And up to there, we are understanding how did the teaching begin.
然后在开端时候就在介绍整个教授是怎么开始的。
Then third one is we show this lineage is not breaking.
第三部分就是介绍，就是说整个传承是没有中断的。
Then he said, "This book doesn't start with Buddha talking."
就说，然后他就解释说，这本书不是说当时 ，you mean the Diamond Cutter book?
Yeah, this Buddha's not the first one to talk in this book. He's not the first one to say something.
他说那个佛陀。
Who's the first one?
佛陀不是第一个讲这个经典的人。
Yeah, Subhuti asked a question.
他是说。这本书是，他是须菩提先提问，所以他是先。
How should we act? How should we think? He asked this.
首先经书是说须菩提先请教佛陀说，我们应该先于应该如何做。
Then they say, the reason he comes first, 须菩提。
然后就说，之所以须菩提先来讲，先开口。
To show there's already starting lineage.
就是他是为了证明，就说这整个是有传承的。
Up to now.
是从当时传到现在的。
Then the fourth part is, what's the goal of our practice?
然后第四部分就是我们修行的目标是什么。
And the fifth one is, where shall we practice?
第五个就在哪里修行。
How do we practice?
那如何修行。
How do we think?
那如何思维
？And that's called the place. All of those things are called the place of practice.
所有的这刚刚的那一部分就把它统称总结为，就说在哪里修行，修行的第一道场。
So that last part, then of the lecture, just in the table, I end up shipping you the talking. From the moment Subhuti start to talk,
然后从须菩提开口的那一刻
，up to the mantra, there's a mantra.
直到这个咒语的这一部分内容。
That's the last four lines. Compare the Dharma to star and.
就是叫什么？如露亦如电，应作如是观。就直到那四句偈之前。
So that fifth subject is all the way through to the final poem.
就说从须菩提开口到这著名的四句偈之前，就讲了这五大主题。
So that's my summary of the whole book.
就是这本论时的科判。
Now I tell you every single one.
现在一部分一点点的开始讲。
I like that.
就一字字的讲。
你们讲的那点就多。对了，第一个就讲我讲你，看你们的速度多么是多么。When you say, "I heard this once," that's the opening first word.
就说开始讲如是我闻嘛，就是就开场。
Who said that?
谁说的？
Ananda.
No, it's the person who went to the Arhat meeting, the 500 Arhat. And we don't know who it was. Who said, I heard this?
Who
wrote it down? We don't know.
就我们其实是不知道具体是哪个人写下来的，这个人不知道。
Who memorized it and
就我们不知道当年到底是谁记下佛陀教导，然后又笔记下来的。
After Buddha died,
就在佛陀圆寂，视线圆寂之后。
500 students.
就是有500个弟子。
Each one say, I heard this.
每个人说我听了这些，我听到这些。
So the first words Eva Maya Shritam is, we don't know who's talking.
所以刚开始的时候就讲说，其实我们不知道究竟是谁谁写下来。
玄奘。In what's that book called?
Da Tang Xi Yu Ji.
In there, he said the three main people who wrote it down.
就在大唐西域记里，玄奘法师就有说，实际上是有主要的三个人，他们把佛陀教导记录下来的。
I don't remember who wrote down the Borobudur. Somebody was in charge of that.
就是在这三个当中，还有一个人是负责，但是可笑是忘记了名字，忘记是谁主要的负责把这个经，这个波罗波罗蜜多经写下来。
So in the first word here is, I heard this one time.
首先第一开篇就讲说，我听过这个一次，就如是我闻
的。So what is this?The whole Dhammakaya Sutra. Okay, so this means the whole Dhammakaya Sutra.
那听到的这个指的什么？就是说他听了整个《金刚经》的教授。
Daki she jao ni shen number chupa chupa ching den men sen tu tu ten do. Then it's I heard it, Maya. I heard it.
就说我听过。
It means I didn't hear this from somebody else.
就不是我从。
I heard directly.
就意思就是说我不是从别人那里再听来的，是我直接听到佛陀教的。
So you can trust me.
所以意思就是说你可以相信我，相信这本书。
I'm telling you what I heard directly.
我是告诉你把我直接亲耳听到的讲给你的。
Daniki tupachiti give it there. Ombani mayeno. Yeah, not through the other person.
不是说从别人那里间接听到，是我直接听佛陀讲的。
Then shrutam in Sanskrit in the opening first line.
Shrutam 就是梵文，它是在开篇第一句，意思是
heard,
听。
I heard this one time.
就我听过这个一次。
Then Kamala Shiva said something funny.
然后呢，这个作者就讲了一些很有意思的东西。
The person who wrote it down didn't say.
写下的这个人没有说。
I understood this one time.
他不是说我明白了这个一次。
He just heard it.
他写的是我听过一次。
Then Kamala Shiva said.Only Buddha can really understand this book.
然后呢，这个作者就说，只有佛陀才真正明白这本书的含义。
So the guy who wrote it down is being very honest.
所以当年记录这个佛陀教导人，他是很坦诚的。
Here's what I heard.
他只是说我听过了，我听到了是这样子。
But maybe I don't understand.
那可能或许他并不了解这本书的含义。
Then other people will believe him more.
那这样的话呢，其实其他人反而会更相信他。
Kamala Shiva says.Other people will believe him more. If you say, I understood everything, then people say, oh, I mean...
那个顿时的这本书的作者就是说，这样子的话，其他人可能会更相信你所写的。因为如果你说，哎呀，我听懂了，就很这样的话，别人可能反倒不相信你。
Then he said, once, one time.
然后他就说我听过一次。
I heard this once.
我听过一次。
And Kamala Shiva gives three meanings to that word.
然后听过一次，他就有了三个解释。听过一次到底是什么意思？
First one.
第一种是。
Do time due to Chukunjo Dwa Toka Vatenda. It means it's very rare to hear this.
第一个含义就是第一个层面还是就是说这是很稀有难得的这本书。
He's with the Buddha for many years, but he only heard it once.
就是说他跟随佛陀这么多年，可是只听到过一次教导，这个教导。
Yangna, or you can say.
或者说另外一个解释是。
Dani mang the tapa tendo duji na dike di tuki shena ni shenda kyang shituso. Maybe he wants to say, I heard a lot of sutras.
或者说这个作者记录人他想说我听过很多经典的教授。
But once I heard this one.
但是我听了很多，但只听过这个一次。
So when he says once, he's implying that he heard many, many times.
所以当他说、用说我听过一次的时候，他其实是在暗指他听过很多其他的很多次，其他弟子他听过很多次。
Yana duchi na chumbinde shuksoshi opa dangjate duwa bhakti metatira na kanda dhin shenyani Or you can say,
或者另外一个解释是
you can only hear this once, meaning in the time, in history, when the Buddha is in this world.
就说你只有一次，因为当年就佛陀还在显现上在世的时候，你当年只能从那里听到一次。
And you can hear it once.
对，你可以听到一次，在趁佛陀还在世时听到一次。
Then the next word in the sutra is, in Sanskrit is Bhagavan, Bhagavan.
接下来是
梵文。The Buddha.
书的内容用梵文的意思就是佛陀。
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan. It's a Buddha's name.
Bhagavan.
Buddha has many names, many nicknames.
佛陀有很多的称呼嘛。波切梵帝。
And in Tibet they translate as,
藏文翻译上。
The one who beat the other side. He won the war.
就是那个叫什么？
世尊。
Chomdende.
他世界征服者。
对。
他打破了
敌情。Then why call him that?
那为什么这样称呼佛陀呢？
Because he defeated the four demons. Buddha is called the winner because he beat the four demons.
佛陀他战胜了四个魔是吧？很著名的。
So one definition of a Buddha is somebody who beat the four demons.
所以关于佛陀这个他的定义，其中一个解释就是其中之一就是他战胜了那些魔。
First demon.
第一个魔是。
Is a negative thought.
烦恼。
负面的想法。All negative thoughts.
所有的负面的想法。不单说愤怒啊，
yeah, yeah.
还包括那些欲望啊。
Second one.
贪嗔痴。
Second one, beat this, mortal body.
就是他不再有肉身了、
yeah.
已经战胜了这个肉身。
Third one, beat the lord of death.
第四个战胜死亡，就已经就像那个十二因缘里面、他已经摆脱了轮回了。
This fourth one is a very strange.
第四个很有意思，叫做
the son of the deva. The son of the deva.
Son of the deva.
Deva means like angel or, but about here it's a bad one.、Like powerful.Son of the powerful bad spirit. That's the fourth demon. His name.
第一个第四个，抱歉，我不知道这个第四个就指的魔的名称，我不知道怎么称。
And his responsibility is if you start to meditate, he will bother your mind. He will make you think about dinner or something.
就是这些干扰，就比方说你开始禅修的时候，他就来干扰，然后让你，比如说你去想晚餐啊什么，让你没法专心禅修。
So, Buddha,
这叫什么？
天魔外道，
干扰之类的。
So because he beat those four,
因为他战胜了这四者。
Just the name of Buddha is called Bhagavan.
所以就是把佛陀叫做波切梵。
Very famous.
是很有名的。
You can also call.
你也可以把它叫做
Bhagavan. Because he has goodness.He possesses goodness.
Okay, 因为佛陀的那个功德福报，所以他也把它叫做波切梵。
And Bhaga.
Bhaga.
First half, Bhagavan.
Bhagavan, 就这个词的梵文有两个部分。
Bhaga means if you take this and you give everybody one piece.
Bhaga 意思就是说你拿这个东西，每人分一点。
You share.
就分享。
Then Van means possess.
Van 意思就是拥有。
So we have a good share.Buddha's name means he has a good share of this thing. He has a good thing came to him. He possesses goodness.
就说佛陀有意思，就是说这名就佛陀有那种功德福报。
Then what kind of goodness?
那什么样的
six kinds.
功德六种。
Then Bhagavan, six kinds of Bhagavan.
就是有六种。
Number one.
第一种。
Power.
力量。
Number two, beautiful body.
第二个就是美丽的身体。
Number three, glory.
第三个就是有很闪光的发光的。
Number four, famous.
第四个就是名声。
Number five, wisdom.
第五是智慧。
And number six is works hard.
第六个就很精进。
Then he possessed these six.
就佛陀具备这六点。
So he's called Bhaga.
所以就是佛陀才会叫做波切梵。
Sanskrit name for Buddha.
所以就是刚才解释，就是在梵文里这个佛陀的称谓的
含义。He has many names.
佛陀有很多称谓。
But that's the one which is. It's also come in the title of the Heart Sutra.
在金刚经心经的这个书名里其实也有。
They call Bhagavati.
叫做 Bhagavati.
Sanskrit name of 心经。
心经的梵文名也有这个名字。
Yes, that one means the woman who is a Buddha. The real name of Heart Sutra.
他说心经真正的名字 is
the woman who is a Buddha.
哦。心经梵文的名字，真正名字就是说，佛母，与佛陀。
Bhagavati.
Bhagavati. 佛母。
In Sanskrit.
佛母。
般若佛母。
般若佛母。
The next word in the 金刚经。
金刚经的第二个词。
Is the place where it was taught.
就说，教导的地点。
And it was taught in a near a city. It was taught in an area called Shravasti. Shravasti.
它是在印度的，它在哪里教？
舍卫国，舍卫国 And Kamala Shila says that place name comes from the name of a saint who used to live there.
舍卫国他的名字由来是因为那个地方以前有一位圣者，他的名叫沙瓦蒂，所以他就这个名字才命名为舍卫国。就舍卫有个地方。
That's the name of the general place, like Xi'an.
就是这个，就是那个地方的地名，就好比西安这样的地名。
Inside that,
在那个地方里面
is a place that became like a stupa.
那有个地方之后变成了一个塔。
Then he says a funny thing. The guy who wrote the book down.
就是把这个佛陀教导记录下来的人。
He's like a person in a court.
他就好比那个法庭上的一个人。
Even now in America,
就当书记员，法庭上的书记员。
If there's a car accident,
就如果有车祸的话
，the police will say 5:04.
What?
Five o'clock, 4 minutes after 5 o'clock.
Okay, 就比方说5:04的时候。
At this street.
就是5:04在这条街。
On this corner.
在这个街道的拐角。
The front left side of the car hit the other. You see, they will.
就说，比如这辆车的左前方撞到那辆车的。
If the court record says somebody hit somebody.
就如果他的书记员记录是说谁撞了谁。
Then it's hard to believe.
这样没法说服别人。
But if you say it was four minutes after 5 o'clock.
但如果你写明说5:04，我在这个街道。
I hit the corner that corner.
然后。这个车的这个角碰到那辆车的那个角
Then people will believe it.
人们就会相信
So he said in this book also
所以这本书那就作者就讲这本书也一样
They don't say Buddha was in Shravasti They don't say
他不是就简单就说佛陀在舍卫国
They say exactly where he was
然后他们就很准确写了他的地点
So then he saysin the garden of Prince Jetha, there was a prince called Jetha. His prince is son of the king.
那个王子叫什么
In the garden.
齐陀
His name was Jetha. It means
齐陀太子
Victorious.
他意思就是说，他名字的意思就是说，他是很有力量的，是很战胜者。May I borrow your book? 他们开的是这
个。We don't have time.
Okay.
Then they, if you don't know this place,
如果你不知道这个地方
you can also say it was in the park of Anatta Pindada. Anatta Pindada.
Okay, what's the
park?
Name?
It's a park name. And the person's name is Anatta Pindada. Pindada.
那个抱歉，我对《金刚经》也不熟。
几孤独长老。
几孤独长老。
I went there. It's still there.
Yeah.
他说我曾经去过那个地方。
In 2000 year, yeah. When at 12 o'clock.
2000年，正午晚上12点。
I sat there where Buddha taught.
我就坐在佛陀教《金刚经》的地方。
Because some people say world will end.
因为当年有说世界末日的说法。
Then I thought I want to be here.
我就说那时候我要去那个地方。
So that garden is still there.
所以那个讲法的那个
奇树
孤独园还在那里。
That person's name is very interesting.
那个人名很有意思。
Anatta, what's Nataraj?
Yes.
But what's it mean?
Nata 意思是什么
Nata
means protector. Nata means protector. Nata means what?
保护的意思
No protector, have no protector.
Nata 意思就没有保护者
Helpless people.
就是那些没有希望的人
Then Pinda means
他的解释 奇树就吉固德吉固德长者的名字，他就说
What's the Sanskrit root for giving? Like the first perfection, yeah. But, so Pindada means person who gives you food.
所以他解释这个吉固德长者的名字的意思，其实就是给那些没有希望的人、绝望的人食物。
But he didn't give to anybody. He gave to anatta.
但是他没有说给所有人。
No, to the people who have nobody to help. Those who have no hope, no.
就说这个长老他不说任何人都不是食物，他是给那些绝望的人、没有希望的人不是食物。
但是
他名字。
Anatta Pindada.
所以这个人的名字才的由来。
Then I'm going to skip a little bit, okay?
就是我就跳过一点。
And he was sitting with 2,500
bodhisattvas. 他跟2500位菩萨在一起。You mean Buddha?
Yeah.
佛陀跟2500位菩萨在一起。
And they say that's a symbolic, it has meaning.
他说
he wants to help other people.
他之所以这样说跟2500位佛菩萨在一起，他是一种象征说法，意思就是说他想要帮助所有众生。
So he's sitting with 2,500 people.
所以才会跟这2500个人菩萨住在一起。
So, one way,
一方面
Buddha likes to help other people.
就是佛陀喜欢帮助人。
But the other way,
另外一方面
he likes to meditate like this place, quiet place.
他同时也喜欢禅修，就像在这样寂静的地方。
So he taught in the garden.
所以他就在那个这个花园里教，就是在奇树叫什么？
吉固德。
吉固德园。
He didn't teach in the house.
他没有说在人家住的家里教，他是在花园教。他是有特意的在一个花园里教的。
And, to show
就是要展现。
That we need to meditate a retreat like this.
就是要教导大家，视线就是我们应该要找像这样的禅修的地方去做禅修的。
And, after the retreat,
然后禅修之后
we have to go help many people.
禅修完之后就要去帮助众生了。
Then I'll do one more part from the beginning. Then I want to skip.
然后再讲开头，再讲一点点，我们就再跳到中间。我们只剩下二十分钟。
This was very interesting for me.
对我来讲，这是很有意思的。
Those people together with him are monks.
跟随佛陀的人，他们都是出家人。
Then, what's the Sanskrit name for full monk? For
就说梵文的那个比丘名字。
Yeah, 比丘。
Bhikshu 就比丘
Bhikshu Bhikshu Bhikshu
Bhikshu
Bhikshu 他说梵文就 Bhikshu 就比丘的意思
Full monk name is Bhikshu
比丘 Yeah, we have a similar
All those people are Bhikshu
就是当时旁边所有人都是比丘
Then he says They are called Bhikshu Because they separate From the negative emotions
他说他们之所以叫做比丘是因为他们已经脱离了这些烦恼这些负面的情绪已经摆脱烦恼
Bhikshu can mean the root
Bhikshu 意思就是根源
It can mean to ask for food Please give me food
Root 就是那个根呢、啊、意思就是说祈求食物
Then if you ask people why they call full monk Bhikshu
那你问人们为什么要把比丘叫做比丘呢
It's because they have to ask them They're not allowed to keep food
之所以用这个词是因为他们要去乞食嘛他们不可以就是留保存食物的
But he said that's not correct
但是那个作者说论述者说他这样解释是错的
He said it comes from the same bhaga as Bhagavan
他说他是跟薄伽梵是由来是一样的。
So, bhaga means that you split and you give to different people.
Bhaga 就是说你分开然后给别人给不同的人。
The desiderative form, one verb is bhikshu.
然后
a bhaga. Bhaga turns into bhikshu.
他在解释各种词根的演变。他说 bhaga 演变成了 bhikshu.
Separate.
就是分开的意思。
This is a bad thought, this is the monk.
就说这个是和尚、僧人这个是烦恼负面念头。
He bhikshu.
就说他把它分开了
He separated from the,
就跟烦恼已经脱离了脱离开了跟这些烦恼已经脱离开了这就解释比丘这个词的由来
There's a I told me this There's a The word vagina comes from that
什么 vagina?
Lady's sexual organ In English called, It comes from same root Because it's split open
他解释这种词根
In English, that's the same
他说很多英语词的词根都是用梵文这样演变过来的
Then I'll tell you another interesting thing
还有一个很有意思的
Then he said, you want to know why we call them Sangha
然后就是还有就是就我们为什么要有把他们叫做 Sangha 就是僧团的意思我们叫做僧团
What do you think? Why do they call Sangha Sangha?
为什么把僧团叫做桑嘎，就是僧团？
Some means to come together. Some, C-O-M in English.
Some, 他是说这个词意思就是聚集，就是一个团体。
What's ga?
Ga 的意思是英文这词的三嘎。
Gati, yeah.
Oh, to go.
So,
ga 意思就是聚。
So,
Sangha, G-A.
三嘎这个词英文的僧团的英文词叫桑嘎。
And the Jewish people call their churches synagogue.
就是犹太人把他们的寺院叫做 synagogue， 也是同样一个词根啊。
It means it come from Sanskrit。
它是也是同样的从梵文演变过来的，它是希腊语，不是那个
There's a problem。
就是 why？ What problem？
Can you guess sangha？ Can you guess？ How do you spell sangha？
Sangha 怎么拼
？Yeah, it's not ga. It's not gati gati.
Yeah,
it's not go. It doesn't mean go.
哦，就刚讲说。
And I always wondered about it. It's G H A.
Yeah.
That's a verb form of han, which means to ahimsa, to kill.
Okay. 他是在解释说这个桑嘎僧团的这个英文词的后半部分后缀，意思就是说给他杀掉。
So sangha means to kill the together.
Kill what?
Together, kill together.
就说一起去杀掉。
Then he say, when the monks stay together.
就说当僧人聚在一起的时候。
The demon cannot kill them.
就说当他僧团聚在一起的时候，这些魔啊什么就没法破坏他们。
So sun,
伤害僧。
Sun protect from God. Sun protects the monk from God.
就说意思就是说保护僧人受免受那些非人或其他魔的迫害，这样子的意思。
Stay together,
就说如果僧人们聚在一起的话，就可以免于这些迫害。
If one monk stay here, he will have a problem.
如果这里只有一个僧人在这里，他就有麻烦了。
But if the monks stay together, they check each other.
那如果僧人聚在一起，互相观察。
So one monk is called bhikkhu.
所以一个僧人的话就叫比丘。
But five monk or more called.
如果五个或五个以上的僧人在一起，就叫僧团了。
Yeah, then they can make decisions and they,
这样就可以做决策决定了。
Less than five is cannot make a new monk.、Like、
然后如果少于五个僧人就没法
So their name is Sangha.
就没法给别人 less than five monks they cannot what?
Less than five cannot make a new monk.
如果他们少于五个人的话，就不可以再给别人受比丘戒。
How many for none?
那尼姑要多少人才可以？要二十个尼姑在一起才可以给别人受戒。因为他说因为比因为尼姑比较淘气，比丘尼比较淘气。开玩笑，开玩笑。
Okay, I want to skip to the hard part.
然后呢，接下来跳到比较难的。
We only have 15 minutes.
因为只剩十五分钟
了。There's one interesting part in the Dhammapada Sutra.
在这个《金刚经》里有一部分很有意思。
He say,
Buddha said.
Buddha said, he said several times, like he said, this table is impossible.
佛陀提到好多次，就是这个桌子是没有这个桌子的。
And he said about like seven or eight times. He said, "This is impossible. This is impossible."
讲到七次或八次，就是说这个桌子是不可能有的，那个也是不可能的。
And I like that.
我很喜欢这一部分。
And I always wanted to know.
我总是想知道。
What does Kamala Shila say?
就说这个几乎的弟子他是怎么解释这部分的
？What is it meaning impossible?
不可能，这个桌子是不可能存在，这个是什么意思
？So I thought you would enjoy that.
我觉得大家应该会想听这部分。
So let's go to that.
我们就讲这部分。
Okay, so we're skipping now.
我们现在略过中间的，略过开头。
Devaship Shijani Baba Dame Pani Dinam Ne Yoga Shifa. So another name for Buddha is Sugata.
那是佛陀的另外一个称谓叫 Sugata.
Su means good.
Su 就是好。
Gata means went. Past tense of go.
Gata 意思就是说取什么。
善事、
对，善事。
So that's another name for Buddha.
就佛陀另外一个称谓。
Then why we call?
为什么
？Why we call Sugata?
为什么把它称为善事
？Went well.
就说离开的很好，为什么这样称呼
？It means on the path of two kinds of coffee.
就是 two paths.
Two kinds of. He went on the path of two kinds of coffee. There are two kinds of emptiness.
哦，就有两种空性。
Yeah, and he traveled those two paths.
就是
Buddha, to the finish. He's happy.
就是佛陀已经完成了这这。已经完成了这个过程，佛陀就是很极乐的状态。
又是修一个。Then he got rid of those two obstacles.
佛陀已经摆脱了脱离了那两个障碍。
What's the definition of nirvana?
涅槃的定义是什么
？Internet. The definition of nirvana.
刚他是讲藏文呢，说藏文的涅槃的定义。
Nirvana means an obstacle of negative emotions.
哦，就说那个烦恼的反面。
Malupa means all of them.
就说所有的烦恼。
Dango means.
来解释藏文一个字解释。
Kill them.
就是摧毁。
Why?
摧毁所有的烦恼，为什么？因为你已经证悟空性，所以可以摧毁所有的烦恼。
A Buddhist person,
佛弟子
we say that's the only way to stop anger permanently.
你明白了吗
？You must see emptiness.
就说佛教徒认为，就说你一定要证悟空性，才可能摧毁所有这些烦恼。
For example,
比方说
，if I come home,
如果回家
if I come here, and the other person call me, oh, you're so stupid.
If I come here,
if I just walk in here and
比方说，我一走进这个地方，有人就骂我。
You are so stupid.
你怎么这么蠢
？My friend says to me, "You are so stupid."
我这朋友就骂我说，你怎么这么蠢
？Then, if you don't understand emptiness,
如果你不明白空性的话
，you believe those words coming from your friend.
你认为这些话是从你朋友那里说出来的
？But if you study emptiness,
如果你学了空性的话
，you know, there's a seed in your mind.
你知道你心里是有种子的。
And it creates this.
所以你新的种子创造了这个坏的，它创造出了你朋友。
And that seed was put in your mind when you got angry last week.
这个种子是你上周生气的时候种下来的。
So you get angry.
你生气了。
You say you are stupid.
你就骂别人说你笨蛋。
Who hears it? Who hears?
谁听到这些话？
Yeah,
你自己听到了。
You are stupid.
就你很蠢，这样子。
You say it to the other person.
你骂别人。
But you hear yourself.
但是你自己却听到了。
And that sound makes an impression on the mind.
那这个声音就会在意识里留下一个印记。
And that becomes a seed.
就会变成一个种子。
And then when it opens.
当种子打开成熟的时候。
Small picture comes out.
小小的一个图片会出来。
And comes out of your mind.
然后从你的意识里投射出来。
Create this.
创造了那个不专心的人。
Creates the person.
创造了这个人。
So who created the person who called you stupid?
实际上是谁创造出这个骂你笨蛋的人？谁创造出来的？谁
？Yeah, you created.
是你自己创造出对方的。
And where is the person that you did not create?
那哪个人是你？不是你创造的。
Yeah, no such thing. That's conscious.
就是其实并没有说。哪一个人不是你创造的？这就是空性。
Where's the person who called you stupid that you did not create?
就说骂你笨蛋，这却不是你创造出来的这个人。
There's no person.
并没有这样的人，就说骂你很蠢，但却不是你创造，这样的人并不存在。
There's only the person who's coming from my seed.
外面的，就说这个人一定是来自我的种子。
So if you understand.That meaning of 空性。
如果你明白，这个空性的含义。
Then will you get angry at this person?
如果你明白了这个空性，你还会生这个人的气吗？
If you understand it a little bit.
No, I mean.
他说，如果你只是明白一点点的话。
No, if you understand it well.
就如果你真的很明白的话。
You get angry at yourself.
你其实会生自己的气的。
But not at them.
其实不会生对方的气。
Then.And stopping your anger is nirvana.
就是停止自己的烦恼，就是涅槃。
Because you understood 空性。
因为你已经明白了，理解了空性。
And Buddhist people say.
佛教徒认为，佛弟子认为。
Nobody in the world can stop anger without that understanding.
就是如果你没有对空性理解的话，是没有任何人是可，任何众生是可以停止这个烦恼。
So that's the meaning of it. That's the first one I wanted to talk about.
这是我想讲的第一个点。
We'll do one more.
再讲一
个。We have 8 minutes.
我们还剩八分钟。
This is very nice.
这一点很好。
This one means that Buddha said two things are impossible.
佛陀说有两个东西是不可能存在的。
He said to Subhuti, two things are impossible.
他对须菩提说两个是不可能的。
Subhuti said what?
须菩提说是什么
？And Buddha said.
佛陀说。
Number one.
第一个。
The Buddha.
佛陀并不存在。
Buddha is impossible.
佛陀并不存在。没有佛陀。
Then Subhuti is like, what's the second?
Buddha said.
Buddha told Subhuti two okay, things are impossible.
Okay, 佛陀告诉须菩提有两个事情并不存在。
Subhuti said, what's the first one?
须菩提说第一个是什么？
Buddha answered.
佛陀回答说。
Buddha is impossible.
说并没有佛陀。
Then Subhuti said, what's the second one?
那须菩提请教第二个是什么？
Dharma.
他说佛法也不存在。
Because if the Buddha is impossible, there's no teachers.
那就说如果佛陀并不存在，那也 there's no teaching.
How can there be teaching without teaching?
就是就没有法了，没有老师，怎么可能有教法
？So if Buddha is impossible,
如果佛陀并不可能存在的话
，teaching is impossible.
那这个教法也不可能存在。
Then why is the teaching impossible?
那为什么这个教法不可能存在
？Then it's very very beautiful.
所以这个解释很殊胜。
So when you hear a good teacher teach.
当你听到一位很好的老师教导的时候
it's the same as the angry person.
他其实是跟一个愤怒的人是一样的道理
so they're also coming from you.
他们都是来自于你的种子 好种子
Yeah, because last week
因为上周
when your friends start to get upset
当你朋友生气的时候开始生气的时候
you try to teach them about the seed
你尝试想要把关于种子的知识分享出去
What's the second law of karma?
业力的第二法则是什么业力会增长广大每一天小时都会增长翻倍
if you share with your friend
如果你跟你的朋友在星巴克里去
Please don't get mad at your husband.
就是跟对方说不要生你丈夫的气
He's coming from you.
他是你创造的
And you teach for 1 minute.
你可能只教了一分钟
And that seed, every 24 hours, that seed doubles.
但这个种子每24小时就翻一番
And it creates a teacher.
这就会创造出你的老师
So then from your mind coming
从你的心里会创造出这个老师
And from your mind coming
是从你的心里创造出你老师所教的内容的
Coming from you.
它也是从你而来的。
So where is the teacher that's not coming from you?
所以这个不来自于你的老师在哪里
？Nowhere.
Yeah.
它并不存在。
That's interesting.
并不存在。
And what about the teaching they're giving?
那老师所的教法呢？教导呢
？That's not coming from you.
那就不来自于你的老师的教法了。So, 也并不存在。
So that's why Buddha said teacher is impossible and teaching is impossible.
这就是佛陀说没有佛陀也没有佛法的真正含义。
It means a teacher which is not coming from God.
意思就是说这里讲的佛老师是说不是你创造出来的老师。
It's impossible.
这样的老师并不存在，不可能的。
What they say is impossible.
那他们所教的那种教法也不可能存在。就说这些不来自于你的教法是不可能存在的。
Then he has many more impossibles. I think it'd be interesting to
列举了很多不可能存在的东西。
It'd be interesting to write a little book called The Impossibles in the Dhammakaya Sutra.
我觉得可以写一本小说啊，就讲《金刚经》里提到这些并不存在的东西，把一一列举出来。
十万种不可能。
There are about ten of them.
Ten?
There's about ten. You could call them the ten impossibles.
大概有十来个，你可以把它书名叫做《十个不可能存在、并不存在的那《金刚经》里十个不存在》。可能可以写出一本很好有意思的书。
I'll give you one more.
我再举一个例子。
What's the person called who reached nirvana in Sanskrit?
梵文当中涅槃的人叫怎么称呼
？Yeah, 阿罗汉。
就在阿哈那阿罗汉。
Then, Kamalashila explained that.
然后这个作者他就解释了阿罗汉这个词的含义。
He says.
他说。
Arhat is called Arhat because Chuparupa. Chuparupa means because he's worthy to offer something to him.
就说他已经这个人已经值得接受各供养，足以接受供养了。
因供正等觉。
正因供因供就可以接受供养了。
Yeah. So, what's the Sanskrit?
那梵文是怎么称呼
？Then, it's called Pujam Arhati.
叫 Pujam Arhati
worthy of Pujam is offered
就说 Pujam 意思就是说贡品
When you offer incense,
比方说供香啊
banana,
供香蕉啊
the sense name is puja.
就放完这些供品就叫 puja.
Puja means make the teacher happy.
Puja 意思就是诚实让那里上师开心。
Arhati means worthy to make puja.
那 to accept puja?
No, worthy to give to them.
Okay.
That person is so nice.
然后他的这个阿罗汉的意思就是这个人已经如此的好的他已经值得你去献供养了
so that's called Arhati
所以他们这个梵文阿罗汉的梵文名字的由来叫 Arhati 这样
but Kamala Shila also said
但是这个作者同样说
you can say Arhati means worthy to offer Pujam Arhati
就说这个名字就说值得你去献供养了 或者说
you can split the word a different way
或者他在解释这个词根的不同的分法有什么不同含义
becomes, Arhant
它也可以叫做 Arhant
and Han is the same Ahimsa to strike
它也第二个含义就是说就是摧毁
and Ar means enemy
Ar 就是说敌人就是说摧毁敌人的意思
so you can translate the person who reached Nirvana
就是达到涅槃的人
You can call them In Sanskrit they call Arhat
就梵文就叫 Arhat
It could be Pujam Arhati
就是有两个含义一个就是你值得献供养的对象
Arhati Arhan
或者说他可以摧毁敌人
Striking the enemy
就是摧毁敌人就两个含义
So that's the personalization Then he says they're also impossible
然后佛陀就说阿罗汉也并不存在
That's a good place to start
我们就今天就讲到这里这个很好的一个地方
They are also impossible
他们也是不可能存在
Ken
像这样的人是
Ken We should write a book called Ten
我们应该要写一本书就要十个并不存在不可能存在的人
Yes 真挺有意义的在唐代贞观23年
贞观
23年
23rd year
玄奘法师
Master 玄奘
在这边就山的这一边山里面
On the other side of this mountain
翻译出般若波罗蜜多心经
Oh he translated the
Master
there Master 玄奘 there
What is this?
然后呢在姚兴弘始2年鸠摩罗什法师在我们山下离出山的山下翻译出金刚经
Kimura Jiva translated Diamond Color Sutra down there at the foot of the mountain
Yeah, 坐在中间
So you see in the
middle way
So that means that cutter
In the middle 玄奘法师翻译就是轮断
玄奘法师翻译就是轮断
他翻译的金刚经轮断
The Master 玄奘 he translated the Heart Sutra as like
很舒畅
Very holy holy teaching
你也没说我们有没有
Is there a long name for
you? No, the Apple said that you didn't teach and then they didn't listen
Yeah, nice
Is there a longer name for Jing Gan Jing? Like diamond color Jing?
No, there's a longer name
In the translation
Yes, it's long name
okay.
Long name, correct Long name但是说那个鸠摩罗什法师的《金刚经》，它的全称是怎么翻的？是长的，对吧？
对，
对 ，Yeah, long.
Oh, okay, that's good. Because in English, some lazy people call it Diamond Sutra.
No, in Chinese. 他说中英文一本，他们有人就比较懒，没翻全，只翻成了《金刚经》，英文翻错了，就没有把书名标翻出来。但我们中文是有翻出来的。
波罗波罗蜜。
Yeah. English they translate a long one, correct?
In Chinese.
Yeah, in Chinese.
Yeah.
Heart Sutra, just here.
Heart Sutra is translated there and then Diamond Cutter
down
in your middle
that's
a good place to
yeah,
very good place 他说这是一个禅修很好的地方
yeah, very nice
that's why I want to come here
这是为什么我想来这里
usually I don't like to see
通常我不喜欢参观也不喜欢旅游
but this place is amazing
但这个地方很好一定要来
这也有金刚
there is diamond here
cut
It's a diamond cutter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Let's go.
Let's go before it gets started.
Yeah.
Wow.